Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and a graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill. Today in Bajan History, December 9, 1825, Spring Garden Plantation advertised for sale. On this day, December 9, 1825, an advertisement for the sale of Spring Garden Plantation, situated in the parish of St. Lucy, was featured in local newspaper, The Barbadian. Archival records dating to the year 1817 reveal that Spring Garden Plantation was first owned by Mr. William Rollock. William Hines, owner of the nearby Spring Hall Plantation, purchased Spring Garden in 1829. Spring Garden Plantation gained some notoriety during the devastating 1831 hurricane, which left a trail of cataclysmic damage across Barbados. It was reported that amidst the destruction wrought by the tempest, enslaved Africans at Spring Garden stole hundreds of bushels of corn, 32 packages of molasses, containing about 250 gallons, a quantity of salt, some gunpowder, several turkeys, and other property. The advertisement for the sale of Spring Garden was undersigned by Mr. William Oxley, Master in Chancery. Readers were informed that Spring Garden estate, inclusive of its slaves, cattle, quick and dead stock, plantation utensils, and implements belonging to the house, yard, and buildings, would be put up for sale at Mr. Oxley's chambers in Lucas Alley, between the hours of 12 and 2 o'clock. In the event that the plantation was not sold in the first instance, it would be put up for sale in two lots to the highest bidder on subsequent Thursdays until a sale was effected. On this day, December 9, 1825, Spring Garden Plantation in the parish of St. Lucy was advertised for sale. During this era, numerous plantations in Barbados experienced financial difficulties due to a protracted depression in the sugar industry, which was further exacerbated by declining international sugar prices. As a result, several plantations like Spring Garden, unable to pay their debts, subsequently fell into the hands of the Court of Chancery, which ordinarily sold insolvent plantations to the highest bidder.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.